tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
From the Lucky You to you, America's number one singing group, the Sons of the Pioneers!
Well, howdy there, neighbors. My name's Shug Fisher, and I reckon all y'all know yours. I'm one of the Sons of the Pioneers, and for all the pioneers, now that they've finally realized who's who around the Lucky You, I intend to bring you a great big Western welcome. Of course, I know y'all would rather hear me make a speech or something, but I don't want the other boys to get mad at me, so I guess you'll have to take a second choice and listen to a song. Go ahead, fellas, earn your bread and butter.
Where's that gal with a red dress on? Some folks call her Dinah. Stole my heart away from me way down in Louisiana.
Take me back, Salsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Salsa, I'm too young to marry.
Tucks blossom, Big B gets a honey. I pick all the cotton and my wife takes all the money.
Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Great big smile, never do look sour. Travel o'er the country, playing by the hour.
Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Much, folks, and thank you, Shug, for starting us out today.
Oh, that's all right, Lord. I'll admit it was a little classier than our usual greeting, but I think you'll be able to follow me all right. However, if you get into any trouble, you can reach me at my office.
At your what, Shug?
Well, that is, in the ranch house, I have to keep things straight around here.
Shug, it's time for lunch. Where will you be?
All right, you did that burn knucklehead. I'll be in the cook shack.
Well, that's better.
But you'll learn someday that people who live in brick houses shouldn't throw glass. I mean, people who live in a tent shouldn't break the windows.
No.
That is, when... What a, well, I guess I'd better be getting back to the cook shack.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Say, Betty, you look a mite peaked today. Tomorrow being Saturday, why don't you get yourself out under our warm desert sun and have a nice... suntan, huh?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I messed
idea,
that up
Lord.
Pretty good, didn't I? Why don't you get out and bake yourself under the desert sun? That's what I was supposed to say.
Well, that's still a good idea, Lloyd. But I've got another kind of baking in mind tomorrow. I want to show Tommy what a really good cook I am. So I'm going to bake pies and cakes and cookies and a lot of things.
Oh, and Betty, before you start that Saturday baking session, I don't suppose I have to remind you about...
About Planter's peanut oil?
Ah.
I should say not, George. I like it because it's so easy to measure and mix. And I know my cakes will be feather light and my pie crust nice and flaky. That's if I use pure mild cooking oil that Planters makes from peanuts for all my baking.
Ah, you said it, Betty, and you sure took the words right out of my mouth. And you know, speaking of mouths, just be sure that you feed mine some of those pies and cakes that you're fixing to bake. I just want to remind all of you homemakers listening that Planter's peanut oil is absolutely flavor-free. Doesn't have a bit of peanut taste to it. And, of course, this fine, high-quality cooking oil is economical, too, because you just need one instead of three. One oil serves all your cooking, shortening, and salad oil needs. When you buy peanut oil or salted peanuts or any peanut product, just be sure to look for that picture of Mr. Peanut. He's the little fellow in the high hat that's Planters' famous trademark. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil, too.
I hear them calling,
where you going?
Straight to heaven.
How you gonna get there?
Ride that chariot.
Where you going when you leave this world behind?
I'm going home.
I'm going home when I leave this world behind.
I see old Gabriel standing with a trumpet in his hand. He's a mighty blow. Good Lord, it sounds like thunder, and it isn't any wonder that we couldn't stand his racket here below.
I hear them calling,
where you going?
Straight to heaven.
How you gonna get there?
Ride that chariot.
Where you going when you leave this world behind?
I'm going home.
I'm going home when I leave this world behind.
I see the angels standing around the pearly gates. What a welcome that will be. Great day, come on and get me, take your time. But let me do my shopping when I enter Galilee.
I hear them calling,
where you going?
Straight to heaven.
How you gonna get there?
Ride that chariot.
Where you going when you leave this world behind?
I'm going home.
I'm going home when I leave this world behind.
Oh, Mr. Moses, please forget to read on page 103. I didn't mean to do it, don't you know? Oh, Lord, if you report me, the devil's gonna court me, and the climate's most unusual there below.
I hear them calling,
where you going?
Straight to heaven.
How you gonna get there?
Ride that chariot.
Where you going when you leave this world behind?
I'm going home.
I'm going home when I leave this world behind. When I leave this world behind.
Thank you very much. That was Tommy Doss singing another great Bob Nolan tune, When I Leave This World Behind.
Gee, Tommy, that was so unexpected. You didn't tell me you were going to sing.
Did you enjoy it, Betty?
Enjoy it? It was wonderful. Gosh, and to think Bob Nolan wrote it.
Betty, you aren't thinking of Bob Nolan again, are you?
Why, no, Tommy. It's just, well, he's such a nice-looking man.
Yes?
And such a great writer of songs, too.
That I will admit.
Hey, speaking of great songwriters, I just happen to know a fellow personally who is probably going to be the world's greatest.
Shug. Betty and Tommy were discussing Bob Nolan.
I know, I know. I'll admit he's a pretty fair country writer, too.
Two?
You heard me. You ain't got your ear flaps down.
Shug, are you all right? You haven't been eating some of your own cooking again.
No, I haven't. And just for that, I'm not going to tell you any more about it.
That's what I'm trying to find out. About what?
That's what I'm not going to tell you about. And if you're about to ask me any more about it, that is, if I tell you more about what it's about, you won't know nothing. I mean, back to the cook shack, Fisher.
Brother, he's noisier than a $3 watch today. Wonder what he's talking about. Oh, well, we'll find out too soon, I'm afraid. Hey, gang, I didn't have a chance to see the mail this morning. Did anyone find a Goldie award?
I did, Lloyd, but it wasn't in this morning's mail.
What do you mean, Ken? We read all of yesterday's mail.
Yeah, I know, and I'm ashamed to say this, but this letter came in before Christmas, and with all the excitement of the holidays, I read it and put it in my pocket intending to show it to you fellas, and it's been there ever since.
Well, Ken, there's no harm done as long as you didn't lose it.
Well, if I'd have done that, I'd have really raised a rumpus with myself, because this little lady is very deserving of a gold deed to an acre of our Lucky You Ranch.
Well, before it gets back in your pocket again, why don't you read it, Ken?
I'd like to. The letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I want to tell you about a lady whom I believe to be the most wonderful person in the world. She is Mrs. E. Gilbert at 954 West 17th in Costa Mesa, California. I've only known her for 3 months, but I know that Every minute of her life has been dedicated to helping others and making people happy. She spends hours every day writing to invalids and to people in hospitals. Every day, without fail, she visits a friend who is paralyzed and tries to cheer her up. Today, she brought me a Christmas tree and tree decorations because she knew I was not going to have one. When I told her that I didn't know how to thank her, she said, "If you ever see anyone in need, think of me and help them. That will be enough thanks for me." I hope and pray that you will reward her with an acre of your Lucky You Ranch, for if there was ever anyone who deserves such an honor, it is she. The letter is signed, "God Bless You, Mrs. Virginia Berunda."
Golly. I am sure glad you found that letter. I think Mrs. Gilbert would make a wonderful Lucky You neighbor. And she sure will receive her gold deed to an acre of land for her many good deeds. Pioneers, let's send her a song salute, too. It's entitled "Wagon Wheels, Mrs. Gilbert," and it features the fine bass voice of Hugh Farr. We sincerely hope that you'll enjoy it.
Songs like that that make me proud that I was raised in the West.
Am I late? Well, you didn't forget, did you?
Well,
I was back there baking some biscuits and I had to wait until they risen. I had to wait till they rootin'. I had to wait until something happened.
Well, Suge, what in all get out is the matter now?
Matter? There's nothing the matter. Now that I'm here, don't worry. I'll save the show.
Suge, what have you been seasoning those biscuits with? Loco weed?
Now, just a dad burn minute there, knuckle nose.
Knuckle nose?
Don't tell me you don't know what I was talking about now.
Well, Suge, I don't know what you're talking about.
You mean to stand there as big as life and twice as ugly and...
Twice as ugly?
And tell me you don't remember that conversation, our conversation, the disc... our talking last night?
Last night? When?
When?
Yeah.
When the lights were out in the bunkhouse and Carl was sounding like he was fighting up a buzzsaw or something.
But, Chug, I've got news for you. I was asleep, too, and didn't even hear Carl snore.
When?
Yeah.
When the lights were out in the bunkhouse and Carl was sounding like he was fighting up a buzzsaw or something.
But, Chug, I've got news for you. I was asleep, too, and didn't even hear Carl snore.
Why, I asked you right out if you'd like me to put the show on a little higher level by singing today.
And what did I say?
Well, you said, Chug, I think it would be the greatest thing that ever happened to the lucky you.
What did I say, Shug?
Well, you said something that sounded like that.
What exactly?
Well, if you must know, you said ugh.
Ugh. Yeah.
But you said it plain, and I've got witnesses. Ain't that right, fellas? Well, I heard it.
And to you, ugh means yes.
Why, if you've ever been in any Indian country, you know ugh always means yes. And I know you wouldn't be an Indian giver.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't, Chug. And if ugh means yes where you come from, I think it'd be just swell to have you say.
Yeah.
Well, I sure do, Chug.
Well, now we're getting someplace.
Who wrote the song, Chug?
Well, I don't know exactly who wrote it, but he must be a great writer. Uh-huh. The song's bound to shoot right up to the top of that kick parade.
That's hit parade, Chug.
Hit, kick, jump, but who cares long as nobody don't get hurt. Shall I do it?
Do it.
I did it. I mean, I will. Hit me a chord there, Carl. Oh, here I come.
Here he comes.
Just taking my time.
He's taking his time.
I'm a lazy rambling, rolling, gambling, no good son of a gun. Now I don't like work and I never will.
He's a no good son of a gun.
I'd rather sleep than eat my fill.
He's a no good son of a gun.
Well, I got me a job with the cattle crew, but the boss said, son, I'm gonna fire you. So I guess that's just what he'll have to do.
He's a no good son of a gun.
Oh, here I come.
Here I come.
Just taking my time.
Taking his time.
I'm a lazy, rambling, roving, gambling, no good son of a gun. Have you ever seen a turtle crawl?
He's a no good son of a gun.
He takes his time, no hurry at all.
He's a no good son of a gun.
He lives for 100 years, but still he does no work and he pays no bills. So why should I? I don't think I will.
He's a no good son of a gun.
Oh, here I come.
Here I come.
Just taking my time.
Taking his time.
I'm a lazy rambling, roving, gambling, and a no good son of a gun. Now, I've been tired since life begun.
He's an old good son of a gun.
And I don't recall any work I've done.
He's an old good son of a gun.
So I think I'll marry me a wealthy wife and settle down, away from strife and sleep all the rest of my natural life.
He's an old good son of a gun.
Oh, here I come.
Here I come.
Just taking my time.
Taking his time.
I'm a lazy rambling, roving, gambling, no good son of a pioneer.
Thank you, Chuggy boy. Boy, if that didn't make your biscuits rise, nothing will.
Well, thank you there, Kenneth, and I didn't even try to sing loud.
Just as well.
What was that?
I said, it was swell. But I have a small piece of news for you.
Yeah, well, tell me. Tell me fast. I got to get back to my cooking.
Do you happen to remember the little discussion a few minutes ago about a certain songwriter named Bob Nolan?
Oh, sure, but he couldn't hold a candle to the person who wrote this tune. Mm-hmm.
I got a flash for you, bud.
Yeah?
You can start eating that candle because that song you just sang was also written by Bob Nolan.
Oh. Well, I grabbed it just goes to show you.
Show you what, Chuck?
To show you it's time I get back to the cook shack.
That's what I figured. Say, Ken, while Betty's still here, let's do that waltz that she requested.
All right, Lloyd, let's do it.
Oh, say, you mean the Golden Wedding Waltz?
That's the one, Betty.
Oh, I like that one. It has such a nice sentiment. Picture, if you can, a loving old couple sitting in their living room on their 50th wedding anniversary. And to the wonderful little old lady sitting next to him, why, the old gentleman might be saying,
"Darling, remember a long time ago on our first anniversary day, we went romancing and dancing till dawn. Love was so young and gay. Now in the sunset of life's fading dream, twilight and shadows draw near. In my arms, let me hold you and waltz once again. For I've something to tell you, my dear. While we dance our golden wedding waltz, little lady, turn and pray. Let me thank you for a sweet romance that's grown sweeter day by day. Let me hold you close while lights are low. Let me kiss those tears away. While we dance our golden wedding waltz, heaven bless our golden wedding.
Well, we enjoyed doing it for you, Betty. Say, I want to ask you a favor. Can you stick around just a little longer?
Why, yes, I think I have the time.
Well, fine, Betty, because I want to ask Carl something while I think of it. Hey, Carl?
Yes, Lloyd.
I saw you riding back from town early this morning. Did you happen to run into those telephone workers?
Well, I sure did, and I meant to tell you, fellas, the poles are all up, and they're beginning to string the wires.
No fooling! Well, it can't be too much longer before we get our phone on the lucky you.
Well, if this weather holds out, it should only be a few days.
Well, that's really going to be great. Hey, let's all take a ride down the road this afternoon and see how they're coming along. We ought to get out and look for those strays that got out of the upper pasture anyhow. What do you say?
You betcha. Say, I wonder what kind of a phone they'll put in.
Oh, it'll probably be a wall phone.
Oh, that's all right. Just so they don't put in one of them French phones like I saw in Hollywood.
Shug. And what's wrong with a French phone?
I can't understand a word of French.
Chuck, get out of here right now. Come on.
See, Lloyd, I do have to get back to school soon, but what was it you wanted to ask me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Betty. I didn't mean to get sidetracked that way. We've had some letters from our friends listening in on the Lucky You line for us to sing another duet.
Oh.
How about that one we sang the other night when we were all down at the crossroads? Do you think you have time?
Well, I sure do.
Well, good. It's entitled Beyond the Reef, and thank you an awful lot, folks, for those nice letters. We'll do our very best to try and deserve them.
Beyond the Reef,
dark and cold when love is gone and our dreams grow old. There'll be no tears, there'll be no regret. I'll send 1,000 flowers when the trade winds blow.
I'll send my lonely heart, for I love you so.
Someday back again to me. Till then, my heart will be beyond the reef. I'll send 1,000 flowers when the trade winds blow.
Well, thank you, Ken, and you too, Lloyd. Oh, I enjoyed it. Well, I have to be running along. Oh, say, Hugh, are you going to have a thought for today?
Well, you bet he has, Betty. He's got one right there in his hip pocket.
Oh,
Hugh, would you
good.
Come over and
now
and
I can
tell
hear it
Betty
on my car radio as I'm driving back to school. You know, my pupils always ask me about that. Well, bye, everybody.
So long, Betty.
You know, there goes a really fine little gal, and believe me, she's a real credit to the teaching profession, too.
You bet she is, Lloyd.
Say, how about that thought, Hugh? Will you read it now?
Well, I sure will, Lloyd. You know, I got my script kind of turned around over there with my music, and I lost it. But I'll be glad to read it. It's sort of a proverb, which it said was written by Samuel Johnson, the English writer. And you know, even though he died way back in 1784, some of the things he said then are just as true to life today. This is one of them. He who waits to do a great deal of good all at one time will never do anything.
Well, you're so right, Hugh. In other words, do good today. Don't wait until it's too late. I'll buy that. Hey, I didn't realize that old clock was moving so fast. We promised Ma Terry and Pappy Tim down at the crossroads we'd play their favorite song for them today. Now, we can't disappoint them because they'll be listening in. And I know that it was their courting song. This one's for you, Terry and Tim.
When you wore a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, 'twas in heaven, bless me, what a blessing no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie, 'twas down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip, and I wore a big red rose.
Well, see, it's
sure looks like things are beginning to move down here in the old Lucky You Ranch. I'll bet there'll be a mad scramble when that phone gets in with all the fellas trying to call at once. But it's sure going to be swell. And say, I wonder what Shug was talking about so mysteriously today. Maybe he wrote a song. Huh? Well, I guess we won't be able to find that out until next week. Uh-oh, that old clock is pushing us right out of your living room again, at least for today. And so until next week, this is George Putnam, saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of our Lucky You gang, have a nice weekend. But come Monday, join us once again right here on Lucky You.
The night is gone.
This program came to you from the Lucky You. So until next week, be lucky, you. American Gold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.